This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. We're going to spend the first part of this hour on two stories developing this afternoon. One, here in Washington, about an hour ago, President Bush announced his choice to replace Alan Greenspan as chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. The other story is in Baghdad, where three bombs exploded near two hotels where many foreign contractors and journalists live. Later this hour, our main focus will be the juncture between religion and politics. Former Senator John Danforth, Senator Joseph Lieberman, and Congressman Thomas Tancredo will join us to talk about how much a politician's faith should influence decisions on public policy. But we begin in Baghdad. Jonathan Finer is there as a reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
The explosions, three of them, happened near the two hotels, the Palestine Hotel and the Sheraton Hotel. I understand you were there shortly afterwards. Tell us what you saw.
Well, we heard the explosions from the compound where we live, which is a couple of miles away, and they were very loud, and we knew that they were somewhere nearby. What we generally do in these situations is wait a decent interval to make sure there are no secondary attacks and then go to the scene, which we did. The police had set up a cordon about two blocks radius from the hotel complex, which, as you said, is frequented by a number of foreign news organizations as well as contractors. When we got there, it was a pretty tense situation. There were ambulances sort of pouring in and streaming out, and civilian private security companies that were also evacuating some of the wounded people from the scene. The police seemed tense. They were shooting in the air quite a bit to try to keep cars and pedestrians away from the hotel complex. And we talked to a number of witnesses who had kind of been eating either in restaurants or on the street, because there are a number of vendors in the area nearby who described the force of the blast being very, very strong.
Wire service reports say that these are three car bombs. Is that what you're hearing?
We heard two initial car bombs at the site of those two hotels, one of which apparently blew a hole in the concrete barrier that surrounds the hotels about 50 meters away from where they're actually located. And after that, from what we heard from police at the scene, a cement truck drove through the hole that was created by that first bombing and then blew up inside the complex. The other bombing was somewhere nearby, maybe a block or two down the road near either a mosque or a hotel, a different hotel.
So obviously this looks as if it is a fairly carefully planned assault.
Absolutely. Based on other statements that have been released by the government and the military, there were also some small arms fire that was involved in this attack, RPGs and rockets that hit the area as well. A very complex attack. And we've also gotten a statement released to distribute it to people at mosques in the city of Ramadi, which is west of Baghdad, an insurgent stronghold about 50 or 60 miles west of the capital, where the organization Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which is obviously the main insurgent organization operating in the country, has claimed responsibility for the attack, claiming that the foreigners who were present there were the targets.
These hotels are obvious targets, as you say. Not only journalists, but a lot of contractors live in them. They are also pretty carefully protected. What we're hearing, at least again according to wire services, is that most of those killed and injured were not in the hotels, but outside.
It's impossible to tell at this point, but I think that may well prove to be true. There are a number of popular restaurants nearby, and as I said, there's a blast wall that sets a perimeter around those hotels about 50 meters away. So the first bombing was unlikely to have done any damage to the hotel. If there were any casualties inflicted inside, it would have been that second bombing. And as you say, we aren't quite sure how many casualties that have been reported were from inside the complex versus civilians outside.
When you mentioned that there were other attacks, small arms, rocket-propelled grenades associated with these attacks, did it seem to the people you're talking to that those the weapons were fired from inside the vehicles that were part of the suicide bomb attacks, or from people who were outside coordinated with it?
The problem with a scene like this is that you talk to 10 different people and their recollections, even if they were all there, can vary dramatically. We're relying very heavily on statements released by security organizations that were in the area, the military, and also some private security companies, and also statements issued by the Iraqi government, who said they had credible reports that rockets, RPGs, and small arms were used, and that maybe between 5 and 10 insurgent fighters were involved. at least some of which definitely died in the attacks because the two car bombings were believed to be suicide car bombings.
Iraq's national security advisor has said the attack was, quote, a very clear effort to take over the hotel and seize those inside as hostages. Is there any evidence to support that?
You know, he said that about a half an hour or 45 minutes, maybe a little bit longer after the attacks, and didn't offer a whole lot of evidence to justify it. Doesn't mean he doesn't have evidence, but, you know, we're trying to be very careful about jumping to any conclusions about what their intent was. It was clear that they were trying to kill as many people as possible. That's usually the goal, but whether or not they were trying to take over the hotel, kidnap journalists, which is what he said on television, you know, it's hard to say at this point. It's too recent, I think.
And kill as many people as possible. The timing of this attack at the end of near sundown, this, of course, during Ramadan, when people are looking to break their fast.
That's right. The restaurants nearby were packed because the attacks took place right around 5:30, which is when the feast called Iftar, which breaks the daily Ramadan fast, was being held, and people kind of had gathered in some of these places to break that fast. And so there were more people in these restaurants than there certainly would have been earlier in the day.
And this comes after a relative lull, at least as far as Iraq and Baghdad are concerned, of about 10 days.
That's right. People who had asked how things were in Baghdad recently, I'd been telling them that things were relatively calm, and we hadn't seen a whole lot of this sort of large-scale violence that's become very common here in recent months. But this is certainly a return to recent form. And, you know, these lulls, they happen from time to time, but they seem to always be followed by something like this that breaks it all up again.
Jonathan Finer, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jonathan Finer, a reporter for The Washington Post, spoke with us from his office in Baghdad.